This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has loosened a ban on food trucks downtown. The city initially banned vendors from Lodo on Fridays and Saturdays to limit crowds outside bars. But critics called it an attempt to deflect attention from the Denver Police Department. Last month, Denver police officers shot six bystanders on a crowded sidewalk while confronting a suspect. Food trucks can now get a special permit to operate in Lodo, one of the city's busiest nightlife areas. More than two dozen health and climate groups are pushing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to ban gas stoves and furnaces in new buildings. A petition submitted last week was co-signed by Colorado groups. It points to studies linking gas appliances to childhood illnesses like asthma. The groups argue the EPA must limit those risks under the Clean Air Act. A gas industry group warns the plan could lead to high electricity costs and harm vulnerable communities. After winning eight Tony Awards and a Grammy, the Broadway musical Hadestown is making its first tour stop in Denver tomorrow. CPR's Eden Lane met with the actor who plays Orpheus.
Hadestown combines the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice with that of King Hades and Persephone to take audiences to the underworld and back in a haunting and hopeful theatrical poem. Chibese Ihoma says his approach to the demanding role began as a fan.
I am very in tune to the folk tradition, especially as a Black performer, a Black man playing this role. I lean into a lot of that softness and a lot of that more folky type of inclinations.
Hadestown opens at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts on August 30th and plays through September 11th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 80s. It could be a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.